At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Joan Tammany, Executive Director of ComCare of Sedgwick County. Welcome to Issues 2025 again.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
I guess we've done one of these shows before.
Multiple.
Okay, here we go. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Joan, what is ComCare's role in mental health care, generally speaking?
Yeah, we have a large role, although we're only part of the system of behavioral health in Sedgwick County. So we are the Community Mental Health Center. So we're here to treat anyone from young age to death, and we provide an array of services to folks that have the ability to pay or don't have the ability to pay for services.
Are you in a certain location?
We have several locations across town, okay, depending on the population we serve.
Are there any estimates on how many people have mental health issues across the country, percentage-wise, anything like that?
You know, they say 20% of individuals will experience a mental health issue at some point in their life, so that's 1 in 5. It's pretty significant.
So what would a mental health issue be?
A mental health issue could be anything from anxiety to depression to a thought disorder like schizophrenia. Bipolar is pretty common, so it could be any diagnostic category, but you see a lot of anxiety and depression across the United States.
What locally in Sedgwick County, do you have any idea how many people you're treating or treat in a year's time?
Well, ComCare specifically, we serve about 13,000 unique individuals every year. You know, some may come to us once for a crisis. Some may come to us every day for that year.
All right. Is there still a stigma about mental health and people who get treatment for mental health?
Yeah, you know, stigma is still there, but it's not what it was. I remember interviewing with you about 5 years ago, and it was a very different picture. Stigma among younger individuals is starting to break down. They're asking for help. Stigma among adults is still pretty significant, although people are willing to seek help. Unfortunately, they wait till they're in a crisis. So we need to continue to bust it down. It's part of the healthcare system, just like diabetes, just like heart disease.
I was, I don't know what I was researching the other day, but I was researching the senator from Missouri who, his name's going to elude me now, Eastwood. Anyway, he was the one who was going to run for vice president. Never mind. I shouldn't have brought it up. But anyway, he was going to run for vice president on the Democratic ticket. But somebody found out that he had done shock treatment in the past. Eagleton, Thomas Eagleton.
Oh, my, yeah.
And so he was off the ticket. And the man was, I got to listen to him on a talk show later to talk. And he was the most interesting man I've ever heard. He was extremely intelligent, had a great, big, beautiful voice. And he would have, but he had that stigma at that time. You couldn't run for president or vice president.
No, and isn't that tragic? Because he was bold enough to share that about himself, and he actually got help so that he can live a better life. Very tragic.
And you talk about shock treatment, Joanna. Do they still do anything like that?
Well, they don't call it shock treatment anymore. They do cranial stimulation to hit certain nerve receptors and such in the brain that is very, very effective for treating treatment-resistant depression. So that is offered here in Sedgwick County.
Well, I understand that it's not like it's been portrayed in the movies.
No, it's not. It's not the old-fashioned literal shock treatment where people lose their personality and such like that. This is just stimulating the response to get rid of the depression.
Joan, how effective are certain drugs in treating mental illness?
Yeah, medication has become better and better and better over the decades. There are some very effective treatments, medication treatments for anything like we were talking about, anxiety and depression, all the way to thought disorders and all the way to opioid dependence. Sometimes people need to try more than one medication before they find an effective one, because everybody is unique, just like we are in physical health. Some medications work for somebody, some don't. So very, very, very effective. But it's even more effective when people get the supportive services like talk therapy in addition to treatment with medication.
The most common, you're talking about the most common thing that you see is anxiety, depression.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please define those for me?
Yeah, anxiety is when you have excessive worry and it interferes with your daily life. So you may wake up worrying about, how are people going to perceive me today? And you walk through your day worrying about that, or agitation because you don't know what's going to happen. But it's an excessive case of worry that truly preoccupies and interferes with your daily living. Depression, on the other hand, is another mood disorder, and it's when you're feeling really low. It's not just melancholy when you're feeling down. It's when, again, depression is interfering with the activities of daily living and the activities of joy that you usually engage in, and you quit engaging in those as a result of feeling down and not feeling energetic or worthwhile.
Personally, as a personal story, when we went through this pandemic thing, We all got through it, most of us anyway, but afterwards I was looking back and I'm thinking, I think I've been in a depression for about 2 years. Not a clinical depression, but just a dark, dark mood.
Mm-hmm.
I bet a lot of people did during the pandemic.
Yeah, it really altered the way we all live our lives, and it has been an emotional experience for everybody. And I do think what you're speaking to is pretty common. And if I can, I'm going to take a leap of faith and say that what we're really experiencing is that epidemic of loneliness. The connectivity and the connections with others is just different than it was prior to COVID.
I hadn't thought about that. But we did have a situation where many of our people left because of our company did things differently.
Yep.
And people I'd been working with, some of them for 15 or 20 years, all of a sudden they were gone. I never even thought of that. I didn't think about that. Okay. But there's a difference between just being worried.
Yes.
Because I'm a worry wart.
Yes.
My wife is terrible, but take it to the point where you can't function.
Yeah, and you're staying home more. You're not interacting with other people. You're not enjoying your work environment. That's when it starts to be excessive, when it truly is interfering where you had joy before or pleasure, in relationships as well when it comes to anxiety. That's when you need to seek help.
And you can see something. What does sleep have to do with it? Too much sleep, not enough sleep?
Yeah, you'll see.
Is that a symptom?
Yeah, you'll see it on both extremes. So we were talking about anxiety. Many people with anxiety have a hard time falling asleep or staying asleep. They can't shut off their thinking processes, whereas somebody who is depressed all of a sudden has a change of sleep patterns where they're sleeping later, sleeping longer. Their sleep patterns are off and they're fatigued all the time. But sleep is a major indicator of a change in a person's behavior.
We talk about famous people in history who have obviously suffered, some we don't know about, I guess, have suffered from depression. And one of the, I think about President Lincoln, who apparently He was just a melancholy man most of the time.
Yes.
Apparently had a great sense of humor and could be like, I wonder, was he manic depressive, do you think, or just depressive?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I know, you know, they always called him Melancholy Abe, you know, and when you hear about him. But I don't know enough about his history to make any okay. diagnostic indication. But I do know that he was perceived as having a mental health issue.
Do you want to analyze any of our current politicians? No. No, never mind. I'm sorry about that. So when we talk about therapy,
yes.
How effective is it? Is it always good? Is it hit and miss? Or does it depend on the individual?
It does depend on the individual. I mean, you know, when you're talking about somebody who, for example, is depressed and you're asking them to engage in talk therapy, they may not be ready. You know, it may be that so they have to be engaged in that process. It's not like a therapist can work a magic wand and it's gone. It truly is looking at your thought patterns, interrupting behaviors that are continuing the feelings of depression. So it takes work. Does it work? Absolutely. Absolutely.
When is a group therapy a good option?
You know, I really value group therapy. I think people get better when they have other people who have experienced things similar to themselves and they're not feeling alone in that experience. So the benefit of group therapy is you've got a collective group of individuals who are willing to be brave and vulnerable and share what's going on. And as a result, it impacts the others in the group.
Will they learn certain behaviors or
yep. Techniques and therapeutic interventions occur in that group process.
What about just the act of sharing, getting it off your chest? Venting?
Oh, I think that does work for some people. Yeah. Sometimes when you think of somebody who has experienced extreme thoughts of worthlessness and shame and those sorts of things, and all of a sudden somebody knows and receives that information in a non-judgmental way. That is profound for people. It is, you know, it's, we talk about with youth, all you need is one trusted adult, you know, that you could talk to, and it makes the trajectory of that person's life different. Well, it's the same for adults who unfortunately have a lot more trauma and shame built up around their mental illness because of the number of years they've suffered in silence. So genuinely talking about it and sharing it is a major, major factor of turning point for many, many people.
I want to shift gears just a little bit here with the new state hospital that is supposed to be coming online eventually in this area. Is going to have a big impact?
Well, what it will do is for folks that need a state hospital level of care, and those are people who are a danger to themselves or danger to others, what we won't have to do is transport them halfway across the state to get that care. They will be treated here in our community, which means that families can be more involved in that treatment. We, as the treatment provider, can be more engaged in helping with discharge planning. So, yes, it will have a benefit. It's also designed, if you remember, for half of that facility to be geared toward forensic work. So competency evaluations for people sitting in the jail, wait and trial can be local. And so local is good.
Some people have been waiting for months, maybe?
I believe that some people have been waiting close to a year to have their...
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Joan Tammany, Executive Director, ComCare of Sedgwick County. And again, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Now, you have services for teens and children's, right?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. What should a parent look for or an adult when it comes to possible mental health problems for their kids?
Yeah, I think, you know, a parent could be looking at, you know, are they struggling at home as well as at school, as well as in their social interactions? So you're looking at multiple arenas in terms of their functioning being on a decline. But you can look at, are there patterns in change? Was this a child that was actively engaged with a group of friends and all of a sudden is staying home and isolating? Is this a youth who enjoyed extracurricular activities and all of a sudden is avoiding those activities? Is this a youth that's saying, you know, they don't, they're not smart enough, they're not pretty enough, they're not good enough, you know, those things that tie to their identity. So you're looking at pattern changes. Again, we talked about sleep earlier. Is this a child who all of a sudden is coming home and going to sleep and sleeping through dinner or unable to get up in the morning and they don't want to go to school? You little kids, are they complaining about stomach aches in the morning? That's a, you know, a kids use sickness to avoid going to school.
What are the youngest age children you can treat effectively, you think?
Well, you know, maybe 4 or 5, you know, it's you're not going to be talking about the same types of treatments because you're not going to try to, you're not going to want to medicate too soon. You want to evaluate and see what's really going on. But in terms of screening and trying to figure out what's going on, it's important to get them screened.
For parents of children with mental health problems, is there hope for long-term cures?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the best part is if we can get them into services early, be it at ComCare or another provider in our community, it changes their path forward. I mean, if early intervention is always the best, you know, because you're still maybe at a preventive level rather than when somebody's really, really deep into a struggle. So, yes, very effective. Many kids, for example, we used to have an early childhood program, and we tracked kids over the course of time. But the kids we treated were those that were disrupting in preschools, and their path toward kindergarten was going to be complex. But we followed them after providing therapeutic services, and many of those kids didn't need additional services. In fact, they were very successful in school.
Let's talk about suicide for just a second, a little bit here. How big a problem is suicide locally?
Yeah, it's still significant. I think, you know, last year we had about 100 deaths in Sedgwick County, which is just way, way, way too much. It has gone down over the last few years, but we all know that just a single death by suicide is profound in terms of its ripple effect on the community and that family that's really suffering. But it's significant because these people often suffer in silence and don't tell anybody. Or ask for help.
What's that suicide prevention hotline number? I know you have it memorized.
Yeah, I think, you know, and this is the really important thing. It's 988. So you dial
instead just three numbers now, huh?
Yeah, so instead of calling 911 for an emergency response with law enforcement or emergency vehicle, you call 988 and you get a mental health center who is going to respond to that need.
Okay, how does drug addiction figure into mental illness? Do we lump them all together?
Well, we consider addiction part of the system of mental health needs. You know, I think the scary thing about substance use is, you know, it's used as a means of managing those. It's self-soothing. It's a means of managing those symptoms on their own. But people become pretty uninhibited under the influence of substances. And if somebody's got depression along with that use, the impulsivity is there, and they could have a greater chance of acting on that desire to die than if they weren't using.
Are federal and state governments funding mental health care adequately?
Well,
you got enough money.
We never have enough money. There's always greater need than we have capacity. Right now, you know, we have some good state funding to do some things that we weren't able to do before. Everything is at risk right now. You know, the government at the federal level is currently trying to figure out how to reduce Medicaid funding and spending, and that will have a direct impact on our community and the citizens that live here. It's a little frightening for us right now because we know that we've worked hard for years to increase access to services. And now we're at a position where we may have to curb services if we're not funded.
How do you feel about support on the local level, city and county government?
Well, ComCare is a unique entity because we are part of county government. So we are a department within Sedgwick County.
Right.
Sedgwick County currently funds us at about 7.82% of our budget. And it's targeted toward jail diversion activities. So things that help keep folks out of the jail, for example, people that go to jail because they engage in nuisance crime because they have a mental illness. And so those services are very beneficial to our community. It keeps people from having law enforcement contacts, and it keeps people out of the jail and possibly even out of the emergency department.
The treatment for mental illness, is it something that is paid for through my health insurance at my company, or how do we pay for it?
Yeah, so there's a variety of payment means. You know, we have an obligation as the Community Mental Health Center and the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic in Sedgwick County to serve anyone regardless of ability to pay. So we have a lot of individuals who receive services that get paid through their commercial insurance, through their employer, or through the the national exchange for benefits. We have folks who have Medicaid that pays for their services, and we have folks that don't have an ability to pay. So we have a sliding fee all the way down to zero for folks. We do not want payment to be a barrier to treatment.
And that'd be something based on their income then?
Yes.
Okay.
And if they have no income, of course, they're not going to have an ability to pay, which is okay.
Do you need volunteers?
We talk about volunteers all the time, and yes, it would be awesome to use them, but there's so many barriers to really making that effective. Like, we have to do background checks, and we have to make sure they, all these different requirements that make it kind of unenjoyable for the potential volunteer. And then we're just busy, so how to engage them effectively has always been our challenge. It's not our desire. We wish we had volunteers. We just don't know how to use them.
Mm. Okay. So what is the one thing our listeners need to know about mental illness? Where time's getting away from us here a little bit, but is there anything on your wish list, something you would like to see more of? Or?
Yeah, I would just continue. I would like to see continued increase in access. You know, we try to do it in a variety of ways, whether we see people in the community or whether we see people in our offices. But for me, I just think we need to continue to chip away with that whole issue of stigma. And for people to feel that mental illness is something different than physical well-being. I mean, these are brain disorders. So, you know, the brain is part of the body. And so I want people to know that it's okay to get help. It's okay to ask for help. And particularly during Mental Health Awareness Month, it's not only should we be checking our own mental health, but we should be checking in on those we care about and making sure they're doing okay. Because, as you said, depression can come on suddenly and sit there for a long time before you know it.
ComCare of Sedgwick County. What happens if you're not in Sedgwick County?
Well, there's community mental health centers across the entire state.
Good.
Every county has a mental health, a community mental health center that serves that population.
Good.
There's also a wealth of other providers in the community that aren't tied to the community mental health center that provide a more limited array of services like therapy and medication management. Talking about those new innovative services we talked about earlier for brain stimulation to help with some issues. Those are out there.
How long have you been executive director at ComCare?
Well, I've been executive director for over 8 years.
8 years?
But I've been with the county in one role or another with the ComCare for 26 years.
26 years. Where are you from then?
I grew up in New York.
Oh, in New York?
Yes, and my family moved out here when we were in junior high.
I can see. That's kind of weird, wasn't it? Going from New York to Canada.
It was very weird.
Well, when you were a child, did you think about being in this kind of world?
Well, you know what? This is one of those areas where, you know, you're in college and you do these stupid things. And I was in pre-med and I decided that I didn't want to spend the rest of my life in a classroom setting. So somebody said, well, have you tried psychology? And I thought, oh, well, no, but I can still graduate in time and switch careers and transfer some of my credits to that department. So I wound up in psychology by mistake. And found that I really love it and have stayed in it for all these years.
I'm going to bring up one more thing before we get out of here today, and that is, what about family? Do you ever take a whole family and do therapy?
We do have family therapy work in our children's program, and we could do it in adult services. Many times people don't want to involve their family in their treatment, and that's okay. Other times they do, so we may do some couples work or some family work. But we see a lot more of that in our children's program because it is a family issue.
Why are you doing this?
Well, I'm doing this.
I do it
because I see how we could change lives. Every day I see that the quality of somebody's life can be improved just by being someone who cares. You know, it takes a caring, compassionate human being to do this work. And I see it in my workforce every single day, and I see the magic of that touch in the stories we hear from people we serve and from the people that surround the individuals we serve who tell us, my gosh, you saved his life, you know? We save lives. There's no greater calling.
I see that in a lot of professions. If you can have an impact, it helps.
Yes.
Keeps you motivated.
Yes. Yeah. And it's that connectedness we talked about earlier.
All right. Thanks for being with us. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And again, our guest today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Executive Director of ComCare Sedgwick County, Joan Tammany. Thanks for being with us. Great session. Maybe we can talk again one of these days soon.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. That's all for this edition of Issues 2025. And, of course, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.